Good morning. We started Mishnayos as we do every single daily Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are studying Masechta Taros. Today we are in the third Perek Mishnah Ches and the fourth Perek Mishnah Aleph. Yesterday we discussed the fact that there is a concept called a Chazaka. There is a concept of following a Chazaka of the previously known status where we can't ascertain the current status. So a classic example has been with a Chere Shota Bekatan, with a person who is limited intellectually, is limited in terms of his or her intellectual capacity due to cognitive delay or a cognitive underdevelopment in the case of a katan. So there, since lefisha ein bo das lishal, they don't have the das to be able to ask them what you did, we can follow the previously known chazaka. So the Mishnah now begins, tinok shenimtza betzada isa. What if you have a child who's tameh, who was discovered in a rishus hayachid sitting next to tahor do'o, and it seems to be he's holding a piece of that dough in his hand. So now Rabbi Meir Matar. Rabbi Meir says that the dough is going to be considered Torah. He does not rely on the principle of Rov. Rather, Rabbi Meir is what we call Chayish Lemiyuta. He's concerned about the minority. And so therefore, he says that because in a minority, children don't play with dough. And so therefore, we don't have to be concerned. Maybe he took the dough and touched it with his tame hands. Maybe somebody Tor came and gave him a piece of the dough, right? And he told him, hold the dough, right? And so he held the dough, right? But Rabbi Meir Matar, Chachamim Matamim, the Chachamim say, no offense, you can't rely on that small amount of population, what we call the miut. Because most children take dough, they touch the dough. What happens if you have a dough which has chicken peck marks in it? And there is liquid that is tame within the house. So if between the place where you keep the tame liquid and these loaves which are tor, if there's enough space that the chicken can go ahead and wipe its beak on the ground, so the dough is going to be considered tar. But when we're dealing with a cow or a dog, it has to have enough space for it to lick its lips with its tongue. And by the way, as far as other animals are concerned, when it comes to other animals, it has to have enough place for the liquid to dry, and then we don't have to be concerned. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mitar bekelev. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that we have to go ahead and be even more lenient with a dog. Shobi kech, because dogs have a certain degree of intelligence. Same darko laniach hasamazon v'leilech lamayim. When it comes to a dog, if it sees food and it sees water, it's automatically drawn to the food over the water. And so therefore we know that whatever he did first by touching the dough, and then he went ahead and touched the water. And this closes out the third parak. We now turn to the fourth parak. What if I throw a tummy item into a place where there are Torah items, and when it lands, the tummy item isn't touching anything that was Torah, but we don't know if it touched something Torah on while it was in the air. So kikar lebein ha-mafteachos, mafteach lebein ha-kikaros. What happens whether we're dealing with tummy keys and Torah loaves of bread, or Torah made bread, and we're not sure whichever one was thrown, right? Whether the loaf landed among the keys or the key landed among the loaves. The loaves are considered Torah because the Tanakhama says that even though there's a possibility that the tummy key touched one of the Torah loaves while it was in the air, notwithstanding, we assume it's Torah because both loaves and keys aren't lack das. And so therefore, we have to rely on the last chazaka, and the last chazaka was that the bread was tahor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kikar lebein ha-maftechos tameh. He says, if you had a tameh key thrown among tahor loaves, so then, he says, then I agree with the Tanakama that it's going to be tahor. But when it's the loaf that gets thrown among the keys, Maftech lebein ha-kikaros tor, but kikar lebein ha-maftechos is going to be tame. Why is that? When I throw the loaf among the keys, he says that is not a situation where the tuma doesn't have a place. The keys were on the ground; they were the thing that had the place, and so therefore there I would be makbid. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great and wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.